Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. Just wanted to do a quick update for today's Peck report. The whole thing is going to be free for everybody. Basically, just what I'm asking is for prayer for my son Nathan. He is in the hospital right now with a high fever. They've given him blood transfusions, and he's been there for a couple days. They've done all sorts of stuff to try to bring the fever down, but it keeps spiking. For those who are not familiar with what the past few months has brought to us. My son Nathan, he's 5 years old. He was diagnosed a few months ago with T cell, a rare form of T cell leukemia. And so we were at St. Jude's in Memphis for quite some time. They got him into remission, which is great. So he's technically cancer free, but he still has a long process of treatments and medications and things to make sure that the cancer doesn't come back. So, where we're at now, anytime that he reaches a fever, which is anything above 100.5 degrees, anytime he reaches that, we have to take him into the hospital because it's a really serious threat at that point. So he over the weekend he had a fever of 101.5. While he's been at the hospital, they've been able to bring it down through blood transfusions and treatments and things like that. But then just last night, we found out that it spiked up to 102. So it's just been going up and down, and it's a pretty stressful situation. So I just wanted to do a quick video and ask all of you to keep him in prayer. Christina, my wife, Christina, Nathan's mom is at the hospital with Nathan now, and also our 6-month-old Lily. She's over there, and I am at home with the other two kids, with Jackie and Adam. Anytime this kind of thing happens, it's always stressful and it's scary, and there's a lot of worry involved. Please keep Christina in prayer too. But this is this kind of thing is just the next few years of our lives. So, but through the whole thing, we're praising God. Nathan is, he's okay. He's looking okay. I have no reason to believe they're not going to be able to get the fever down. But again, these types of things are always just a major risk. I wanted to kind of explain that, and even though Nathan is in remission, there's still a lot of threats. There's still a lot of things that's going to consume really his entire life, but especially the next 2 or 3 years are the most critical, and it means constant trips back and forth to the hospital. Not only when he gets a fever, but usually once or twice a week, Nathan has to go back to the hospital for treatments, which means a lot of traveling, and it's a very expensive, costly thing. Oh, by the way, if you wanted to help, it would really mean a lot to us. But if you wanted to help financially, the best place to go is dailyrenegade.com/donate. I'll put the link in the description below so you can just click on it. All donations that go through there go directly to Nathan. So there's a GoFundMe page that you can there's a link to that you can click on the donate page at Daily Renegade. Or you can donate through PayPal, or you can even send a check or money order. There's a PO box there. There's several ways to donate. It would really be a big help because, again, it's not like this is all 100% covered by like insurance or anything like that. It's, all the travel and medications and just everything that we have to do now, it's basically changed our lives, and it's incredibly expensive, and there are a lot of times where it's stressful and worrisome. And of course we know God's got control over everything, and we fully trust in him. So we just mainly ask for your prayers, and dailyrenegade.com/donate if you would like to donate. So that's where we're at now. That's as much as I know now, but information is constantly coming in. Every few minutes to every couple of hours, there's new information about this. If you want to follow my wife, it's Christina Kramer Peck on Facebook. You can get updates there, or you can follow me, and I'm sharing all the updates. But yeah, so you know, it's just when this kind of stuff comes up, of course, it's always hard to concentrate on anything else. It's impossible to concentrate on anything else. And, you know, for me, one of my kind of coping mechanisms is to just try to stay as busy as possible and try to, you know, work as much as I can to try to keep it out of my head. But that's not, you know, that's probably not the best way to handle it. So, you know, we've just been praying through this and, you know, but yeah, it's always difficult because when, you know, this kind of stuff happens, it means that Christina, Nathan, and Lily are, you know, miles and miles away. And then me, Adam and Jackie are back at home. And, so it's very trying, but, you know, we're getting through it and we appreciate all you guys. We appreciate your encouragement. We appreciate your prayers. And we just, you know, we just love you all and thank you so much. But I, you know, for those, who wanted to know, I just wanted to give that brief update, on his health. His health overall is good. He's still in remission. The cancer hasn't come back. He's responding well to treatment, but, you know, this fever thing, and it could have been caused from a virus or an infection. I mean, it could have been anything. He basically doesn't have an immune system right now. So, even something like going outside, can be dangerous for him. So, you know, we always have to be really careful, but we also want to, you know, we want to let him have a life. You know, we can't just lock him up in a room all day or anything. So, you know, we take him out and we just try to be as cautious as we can with it. But, you know, it's impossible to totally prevent all of this kind of stuff. So, this isn't the first time that it's happened. It happened once while we were at St. Jude's and, you know, but this is the first time that it's happened since we've been home. So it's just kind of, you know, stressful and worrisome. And, you know, every hour it seems like there's, you know, news, whether his fever is going down or it's going back up, or it means Christina and Lily and Nathan have to stay at the hospital another day. And, so it's tough, but anyway, that's probably all. I think I probably said enough, and if I keep talking, I'm just going to talk in circles, and I think I've already been doing that. But, anyway, just wanted to let y'all know, thank you again. Love you all. And until next time, take care and God bless.